necessary, but for all intents and purposes, you had a pretty incredible performance here. A lot of things have taken place that probably you'd hope would happen, but some of the things that happened that maybe you weren't planning on happening. So, I mean, it's not easy to summarize 6 days here, but how would you like to start and how would you like to finish with that?
You're right. You can't sort of... I didn't have a lot of expectations. I figured that surprises were going to occur. And, you know, you try to be prepared for the various surprises and you try to envision them. And some were predictable and some were less so. I think what surprised me most about the race is that I'm used to races where... how you're feeling is sort of a linear path and somewhat predictable. It just sort of depends when it starts to occur. But here, what I found was I went through extraordinary ups and downs along the way, and as early as the very beginning of the second day. And I had super lows, you know, every few days, but I'd find some way to come back from it.
What would be a super low? What does that mean to you, a super low?
A super low would be something where you're having a hard time figuring out how you can possibly change the situation. So one super low would be I'm having some memory lapses right now.
Okay, it's all right.
Yeah.
Pain, fatigue, discomfort?
No, not fatigue, not discomfort. You know that if you just take some time out, you can get around those. More like an injury, you know, some sort of like muscle tear or injury that you can't, you know, that you feel like you can't make a short-term change in. Yeah.
But the short-term change, but apparently, I mean, after day two, there was day 3, 4, and 5 in which you somehow managed to put the miles on the board and continue.
Yeah, and I credit actually the medical staff here with a lot of that. Some of the muscle issues that I had and even some other sort of related issues. They got me back out there in ways that I didn't think I could have turned around that fast. Yeah.
Well, how about the incredible highs? Is that describable for you at all either?
I think that the one of the best was on day 5 when I had thought that I had been laid low by a combination of a number of just physical ailments with my body that it just was not going to be able to overcome. And somehow I found it in me to say, no, you are going to. And in fact, I had a stretch for... I don't know, half a dozen hours that I just had no idea was coming around the corner, and that was a high.
Could you say then that when you're in an event like this, which is for you for the first time,
right,
that the limitations we sometimes put on ourselves aren't realistic, aren't real, and that we're capable of much, much more?
Absolutely. And you were also capable of much more in terms of just being hyper aware of the little things. So ultimately, I was sort of laid low by some blisters, which in retrospect I should have caught much earlier, and I didn't. And I could have pushed my performance and my performance further had I sort of been a little more clued in, I think.
You said to me, I think at the beginning, that you couldn't have trained harder, but that you had thought that it would be a mental thing, that was something that was more difficult to prepare for in some ways. Is there something you can do, should you try and do this race again next year, that you would change differently in your preparation, or it's just a matter of live and learn and each race is a little different?
I would do nothing different physically preparing. I'm not sure I would do anything different for mentally preparing, but the execution of the race, if I were to come again, would be certainly a little more careful. I think I respected the 6 days. I think I respected the length of this event, but a little bit on the brash side in some ways. And I think I would scale back my approach. It was a little cocky.
Obviously, it's not over yet. You're just waking up. You're just evaluating what's happened, but you're going to come away with this and saying this was a pretty positive experience and that you gained something pretty big by being here and doing it.
Absolutely, yeah. I think it has the capacity to put other things in perspective, other sort of travails or difficulties or challenges you might have.
Thank you.
Yeah.